Who are these memory keepers? These trackers of the past? These tracers of time? What drives them to do so? Colorful portraits of these black and white lovers. It all began with a tree. And not just any tree. The deeply rooted one of a family with a destiny as turbulent and rich as those of the centuries it crossed. When Grandfather Emile was patiently putting together the genealogical connections of the Tarazzi family, his oldest grandchild, Camille, was always close by. And when Emile passed away, it was only natural that the then 21-year-old grandson took over the task of going back in time to expand this historic tree. So, to meet the elders, to collect their testimonies, to scan their photos, to make sure that time has well preserved all the details, this was the mission of Camille Tarazzi. And since then, he's never had a moment's rest. And then there's life and the chances it offers, a word Camille often uses to point out that only God's intervention can remain anonymous. While in Paris, he meets Fouad Debbas and his wonderful collection of postcards. There, he finds ancient photographs that tell the story of this part of the world more accurately than in a book. Some of them hold the signature of the Tarazzi or Terzis. That's all it takes to start the hunt. These old postcards dating from 1902 to 1918, from Lebanon, Palestine, and Syria, have now a real hunter on the lookout. 1,400 of them will end up in the hands of Camille Tarazzi, who has clearly not yet uttered his last word. Thus, a collector and a real passion were born. With antique stores, a hotel, and a house specialized in woodworking, the Tarazzi family is an example of the Orient in all its forms of generosity and turmoil. His research expands with the discoveries and encounters he makes by chance, documents, old invoices, and everything concerning the Alcazar Hotel and its surroundings. If Camille has developed a sense of detail thanks to his architectural studies, he is soon joined by other collectors. Thus, Beirut's buildings, the little secrets of its streets, the evolution of the city, and the change in its history suddenly become a source of discussion, exchange, and sharing. A real mission. And in 2015, this mission resulted in a book called Vitrine de l'Orient. A magnificent work that retraces the family's saga from 1796 to this day with precious documents illustrating one family's destiny as well as that of the entire region. A task that Camille Tarazzi considers necessary to keep the past alive. It also contributes to gathering the pieces of the puzzle for new generations to learn about history. Books are essential, and Camille is working on publishing two others, the first one on the Alcazar Hotel, which belonged to the family during the Golden Age of Lebanon, and another on his passion for collectibles and the many chances along his way. Each encounter has its own story. In 2021, his passion and good fortune led him to organize an exhibition in Monaco with Virginie Broquet, an artist from Nice, who had chosen to focus her drawings on French embassies around the world. While visiting Les Residences de Pins and its magnificent woodwork made by the Tarazzi family, she came across a painting of her grandfather. That canvas was part of the Mobilier de France and ended up 100 years later, in Beirut. Thus, combining the Monégasque lineage and the Beirut ancestors was a perfectly natural evolution in Camille Tarazzi's philosophy. Collectors are like genealogists. Part of the fun lies in discovering the origin. Arnaldur Indridason. When we asked this energetic collector to select one document he felt was important, it took a lot of effort. However, here are two of them whose story deserves to be told. The first business card of the Tarazzi store in Damascus was found by Camille on eBay. He quickly contacted the seller, who promised to send it to him, but it never came. As a good archivist, he is still looking for it. So, if you come across it. The second photo is the result of a real investigation to determine why Dimitri Tarazzi and his sons were suppliers to the Ottoman Sultan. It is in an old newspaper found at the Oriental Library that he found the answer. The Mount Lebanon Mutasarrafia wanted to give Sultan Abdul Hamid II a present on his 25th birthday in 1900. The Tarazzi family, winners of the competition, were selected to produce a monumental throne which is now in the Yildiz Palace with Ars Lebanon engraved on it as an eternal symbol.